to the best tasting show on the internet. All gas, no trash. My name's Josh. And as you know, I mean, I'm the funny one. And we have here today with us the host, the main course of the show.
The messianic figure, the prophet.
I love you, Adam! Adam.
True.
Today, we're going to talk about AKA BK's live debut. Friend of the show, by the way, AKA BK.
Whether she will acknowledge us as such or not.
It doesn't matter. We have the evidence, okay? We have the proof. We have the episode. You can go listen to it.
True.
First ever interview done with AKA BK. It exists. It's there. So we don't care what she says.
You know, as we further entrench ourselves, even though we are technically not part of the music industry, because I don't hold a fucking job in the music industry, but as I continue to observe things as a pseudo journalist, longtime hater, the things that we talked about in the past episode with the Marias,
yeah,
I think also apply here. And I'll explain what that means shortly before we get to the promotions.
Oh, no. Well, I guess let's get the promotions out of the way. If you want to follow us on the social media and listen to all the other shit that we do, you can go to Game Rage Magazine on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. You can also follow on Twitter at Game Rage Mag. If you like Adam and you want to follow this show specifically,
or you don't,
or if you don't, then don't follow him at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram and YouTube.
I sure as hell wouldn't like you to donate $100 million.
Yeah, we sure as fuck don't want that. So go to substack.com/@AllGasNoTrashOfficial and really don't even bother leaving comments on his articles. He hates that shit. He doesn't want any interaction with the audience. Matter of fact, Adam hates people.
Yeah, true. On the contrary of what everything I just said, the number of views for the article I wrote about the 12 elements of Miyamoto Musashi. No, I was kidding.
Miyamoto Musadam.
Yeah, dude, it continues to fucking climb. So whether you listened or read it because of the fact we told you about it or you just found it on your own, man, thanks for making it not die. I posted it on the weekend. I didn't really expect all that much. And for the first 3 days, it was not doing that well. And then for some reason, it just started rocketing up. Anyways, so
yeah, it was because people listened to all of our episodes and started fucking listening because I plugged it in every single one. So.
You keep telling yourself that.
No, I'm telling you that.
No, all right? I don't believe it. No,
I believe it. I need to keep telling you that until you believe it.
No.
All right.
No.
As a matter of fact, if you are going to go leave a comment on his article, tell him Josh sent you. Just say that.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. And yeah, we'll see if that actually applies. But anyways.
Yeah, anyways.
So we're getting to the AKA BK show.
Yes, correct.
All right, so I don't really know where to start, but I will say driving to LA, man, I didn't even get to the parts that are burned. And like the air quality is fucking shit, dude.
Yeah, it's ass.
It's utter dog shit. So anyways, I get to the show and I enter and the first artist, actually, before even that, I actually met AKA BK and her producer, Caleb Waterman, but I didn't even bother saying that, you know, I'm from Game Rage Magazine. We're the assholes that interviewed you.
You didn't even say that?
No. I was like, I'm going to be discreet about this because I don't want this to ruin my chances of like letting myself record or set. Like, I just wanted to be discreet. So I got her autograph and I got her producer's autograph. I just told him like, hey, you guys are doing some great shit. And you personally, like you, Caleb Waterman, the producer, like I seen the shit you've done. You're working with great artists and I think you got another great artist here, definitely. And he was very polite and everything.
Man, maybe it is a good thing that I didn't go with you because I would have been like, hey, you remember us?
Yeah.
You remember fucking, we talked on the while ago? You know, remember like it's in the summer? You guys remember, hey, can we get backstage? Like, I, you know, I'd be doing all kinds of bullshit like that because I'm an asshole.
Yeah. So dude, oh my God, the first artist that went on, so the lights were dimmed and everything. And this dude hops on stage. He's like, man, I don't know if I have everything I need for like something to that effect. He said he didn't have everything he needed to perform. And it was the most asinine fucking show, or rather set, that I have ever fucking seen. He was playing an acoustic guitar and he had his buddy up there and they were singing. I don't know if this was like shock and awe or what the fuck this was, but at some point he started singing like a little girl. And then he's like, he obviously saw it was going not as well as he had hoped. And he's like, oh, I don't know how to kill time in between like songs of,
hey, wait, you said that?
Yeah. And he's like, oh no. He's like, hey, you look guilty. He pointed at me.
Yeah.
He's like, are the Kings playing right now? He's like, your jersey. I like your jersey. Are the Kings? Oh my! Is hockey season in right now? I'm like, yes.
God damn it! See, maybe I should have went, because then I would have been like, hey, you know how you kill time? Listen to Pretty All Right podcast on GameRageMagazine.com. That's what I would have been yelling,
dude. And then he's like, maybe we could go to a game together. I'm like, maybe.
You got a date with a dude now after this? Like, you're like, and now I'm in a committed gay relationship with this guy.
And then, right, I don't know how many songs afterward, he fucking got up and he started doing downward dog and pray. Yeah, he started doing yoga.
Oh, man.
And then he went out. So the song, he played some song that was a backing track, and then it got aggressive. And then he started mosh pitting. There was like three people mosh pitting. I had no idea what the fuck I was watching. And then he gets back on stage like, dude, I'm out of breath. He's like, I need to do cardio. So it was like just funny as everyone. I couldn't tell if people were like buying what he was putting down. Like,
yeah,
like if is this a fucking gimmick or
is this like really this dude being crazy?
Yeah. And it kind of it took me out of this, whatever the fuck this was. I'm like, dude, obviously, whoever comes after this is going to be
a thousand times better.
But it also says a lot that this is the first person that performs and it's dog shit. Like, what does that say about the rest of the fucking night, dude? Well,
do you think that was on purpose?
Well, I don't know.
Make the other people look so good.
Well, I don't know.
In comparison, like, okay, because if you got, it's like a showcase for like industry people too, right?
Well, I don't know about that, because we're talking like, if you listen to the last episode of us talking about the three co-founders of Makeout Music, yeah, two of them having worked in A&R and shit, and one of them working at Microsoft in the Xbox division, like Xbox Live. Mm-hmm. So this is like a guy, there's a tech bro and two A&R dudes that own this space or lease this space, right? Okay. And the space itself is like, it's not even that big. And okay, I don't know how to word this, and I mean this like, how do I phrase this without being offensive, even though I am probably going to end up being offensive. I don't like when places try to pass themselves as a music venue when it clearly isn't. And they think that throwing up speakers and doing all this bullshit, it just makes it like a thing. Uh-huh. And again, I do believe that these three guys going out of their way to try to make something happen so that they can make it happen on their own terms to showcase artists and do shit like that.
Yeah.
But this is obviously not a professional grade space, right? Okay. So you kind of have to take it for what it is. But anyways, getting back to this guy who performed, dude, at the very end of the set, it was very fucking confusing, but he was holding his hands up like he was praying and shit. And he walks over to this dude and he has a water bottle. And I don't know if this dude was in the fucking act or not, but the artist started pouring water into each hand of the guy that was in the crowd. And then he touches his forehead and the dude falls fucking back and he just passes out. And then the artist walks off. I have no idea what the fuck that was about, dude.
What happened to the guy that passed out?
He got up.
Did anybody check on him or like?
They just left him there.
Damn, they just were like, fuck this dude. What if this fucking guy who came on was actually like a wizard or some shit?
Who the fuck knows? But in any case, one of the people that was in the crowd walked up to the dude that passed out.
Yeah.
And he's like, were you in on that? And he's like, I don't know. And you didn't even fucking answer the question, but...
What an asshole. That means you were... You should have been like, no.
Yeah, but in any case...
I passed out. That guy, he did something to me.
What? I had no idea. That was how the night started. I'm like, dude, this is not going to be fun. Like,
what are you talking about? That's awesome. That's a great way to fucking start the night. That means you're going to see some interesting shit this evening.
Because I couldn't tell if it was a joke or not.
Doesn't matter. That's still hilarious. Either way. All right. That's excellent. Oh, man.
All right. So this is where we're getting into the conspiracy shit.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. So there is this artist that I follow, and I don't know if I missed this on the bill or if she was just added at the last minute, or maybe I have dyslexia and maybe I didn't read her name right. I
mean, that makes sense. You do have dyslexia to a certain degree.
So this artist named Shalele, she performed. She was the next person up.
Okay.
And I know her music because I found it a couple months ago, and I also know that she performed with another showcase, and it's called the brand, the promotion is called We Found New Music. Okay. And I know this because of some other prior experiences or other knowledge that the person that runs We Found New Music runs a radio program on 88.5 SoCal Sound. So that's like a KCRW, like NPR type of station, like a college run radio station. So this guy that does this program has a showcase at this place called Bar Lubitsch, but he's also like a casting director for fucking America's Got Talent.
That's a juicy position right there.
So this girl, Shalele, performed at that prior to this thing. Mm-hmm. So she's been showcased at two different things that have people that are in the music industry that do either A&R or are some involved in some capacity in the music industry. Like, do you see what I'm getting at?
Well, she didn't like headline this one, right?
She wasn't headlining, but she was the second
to the second main event, like the.
No, she was like. Closer more to the opening.
How many motherfuckers?
There was four bands. So AKA BK was third.
Okay.
Which is interesting in itself because she's never performed before, but she's in the middle of the top middle billing.
Yeah.
But anyways, getting back to this Shalele girl, as I was saying before, that to me indicates that like when you're in the music industry, you're trying to showcase your artists in all these little hot spots to it's like Tinder to a fire, right? You're trying to jumpstart her popularity. So let me put her in all these showcases where all these people that are music industry nerds or whatever the fuck, let me showcase them to them, and they'll help her jumpstart her career. Or if they see value in her music, they're going to try to, do something with her. But just the fact that she's done these two alone is very fucking interesting.
It is very interesting.
Yeah.
Very curious.
All right. So this is where it gets disappointing.
Okay.
So we get
disappointing. Oh no.
So this girl with Shalele, I think is,
How'd that go?
So in relation to her, she actually performed really well. And this was coupled with the fact that, the person that was DJing, who I think it was Jeffrey Bywater, I don't know how, but the tracks ended up being sped up. So like the girl she had to wait around for her songs to go at the normal BPMs that they're supposed to be at.
Okay.
But the guy that was DJing didn't know how to fucking do that. So like somebody else in the fucking crowd got involved and fixed their problem. But
wait, just some asshole in the audience?
Some asshole in the audience like went to the DJ decks and fixed that problem. So then her songs or the backing tracks went at the normal speed that they should have gone. So that was a problem, but she had like a lot of poise, and I kind of respected the fact that she didn't like turn this into like a disaster or anything like that.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, her manager was like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, Shalele, whistling and hollering and trying to get the crowd into it. I'm like, damn, dude. So this is how the music industry works, man. It's like convincing everybody else that somebody else is important. Like,
damn, yeah, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, so anyways, we get to AKA BK herself, and I hate to fucking say it, man. This thing, it didn't go as well as I wanted to.
Damn it.
Now, I'm not saying it's because she sucks or anything. It's because...
Was it like technical errors?
It wasn't technical errors. It was the fact that this place, as I said before, it's not a professional grade thing.
Yeah, so it sucks. So it kind of sucks.
So like, I feel like the sound was bouncing off the walls, and yeah, the instruments were playing, but it was kind of like muddled, so I couldn't really hear everything. And I couldn't hear her fucking vocals at all, dude.
Oh man, that's
so I really didn't get a good impression of like who AKA BK is as a performer, other than like she's very charismatic, she's very animated, and she knows how to engage the crowd. But as far as like her voice and singing, I really couldn't piece together what the fuck was going on. Like it was a real fucking letdown, I have to say.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, so I need to go out and see her again? To know what she actually sounds like.
Do you think that she'll be doing another one anytime soon?
Yes, I mean, she has to. She's going to get the ball rolling on this shit. But also, there was a number of people in the audience that were marking out for her that I imagine were musicians and also friends of hers. Mm. But there was a lot of people in general that were there to see her that weren't her friends. Mm. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, this girl barely started playing live just at this show.
Yeah, first time.
And she already has a lot of people like already singing her songs. Like, what the fuck, dude? I don't know. I'm just saying that if things go the way they probably should, or if they might,
she's gonna blow up.
Yeah, and you know, we were right there.
We were there before. No, we were there day -5. Okay, like
yeah.
That's interesting. So, what do you think the schedule she's gonna need to be on? Like the pace of doing shows. Is she gonna need to go out every week and do shit around there to try to like get the word out, or like like a monthly deal?
Well, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen from here, because like if she does more professional shit, like more professional shows, obviously, like when you sign a contract with a talent buyer or whatever, it's a 30 day or 30 mile radius clause. So you can't play anywhere in a 30 mile proximity. Right.
Unless it's one of their. Well, do you think they made her do that?
No, because I think this is like small enough that's nobody not even an issue. But but just the idea of having to play, like most artists, I think play once a month, because maybe some of the contracts they sign give that stipulation that they have to play like further away. So it's, they're not taking away ticket sales from that show versus like, you know, the other gig.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't know how this is going to work. Like, I think she's going to play smaller shows again and like showcases and shit, but it has to be on like a monthly basis, because she kind of needs to be consistent about doing all this shit. But just the fact that out of the gate there was a number of people watching her, I mean, dude, what does that say for her, like when she actually gets the ball rolling and starts performing? Like, are more people gonna fucking show up even though she hasn't really fucking performed? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see where it's gonna go. Who was the headliner for this one or whatever?
Some band called Sugar Pit, but I didn't even stick around for that. I fucked off because I was so mad, dude. I was like, what the fuck, dude? I came out for this fucking shit and I didn't even get what I want. I got the video, but it doesn't even sound or look good.
So do you think that you think that turns people off?
What do you mean?
So like when someone comes out and does a performance like this, right? Because maybe it's not their own fault, maybe it's the acoustics, maybe it's the fucking, you know, speaker system, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But when that shit happens, do you think it turns people off? Like, or
apparently it didn't, because a lot of people were engaged and happy to be there and singing her songs and shit. But there was a window of me being able to say something, because she's like, she said, do you guys hear feedback coming through the speakers, or like, can you guys hear me? And I fucking didn't say anything. And I should have said, I can't hear your voice, dude. Can't fucking hear your voice. And I missed my opportunity. And therefore, it kind of ruined the whole fucking set. So in summary, this was a complete fucking waste of time. I didn't get what I wanted. I did find out information that was interesting, particularly that Shillelagh girl being showcased at different music industry people's own promotions, that's how it works, man, is that you know somebody who knows somebody that
knows somebody
that puts fucking things together, and you that's how that shit works.
Yeah. Very interesting. Oh shit. Why is it playing that? Anyways, that's very interesting. It is it's disappointing to hear that didn't seemingly go well in that instance or that regard, but
I wanted to write a fucking article about this, like a recap of the night, but I can't write anything fucking nice. So I don't even really want to bother making a fuck. I had to write something else because there's nothing to say about AKBK because there was nothing to report on because of like the
equipment was shitty or whatever the case was.
Or where the mixing was ass or whatever the fuck it was, or the venue was shitty, but there's nothing to, I'm talking about it here, but I don't know how to rationalize that putting into an article.
You should do an article just talking about that fucking guy. Who was the first act? What, did he have a name? Did you get it?
Exum. E-X-U-M.
E-X-U-M?
Yeah, Denzel Washington looking motherfucker.
E-X-U-M. I just want to look it
up.
You
see if you can find him.
Exum. Artist. Whoops.
Is it a black dude?
Artist. I don't know. I can't even find. Nothing came up. Exum. Antone Exum.
Let me see.
This guy.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay, all right. Let me just see. He's got his own Wikipedia page. God damn. He's fucking... Oh, no, wait. That's not it. That's... Wait. Linktree. Exum God. Is that his... Wait. It's this guy?
Yeah.
He played in the NFL.
He played in the NFL?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder he looked all chiseled and shit, dude.
Yeah, he was a fucking safety for the 40 fucking Niners.
No way.
He was a musician and former American football safety. He played college football at Virginia Tech and was selected by the Minnesota Vikings in the sixth round of the NFL draft in 2014.
Oh, damn. He should have stuck the football. Yeah,
he played 2014 to 17 in the Vikings and 2017 to 2019 for the Niners and then left. Music career. After an injury ended his 2016 season with the Vikings, Exum started recording songs. He began collaborating with a Norwegian producer, Eric Samkoff, in 2018. It's described as surreal pop. His track Arrest the Dancer debuted on the Matt Wilkinson show.
What the fuck? Wait, he was saying that he couldn't afford to pay for other... He couldn't afford to pay for other, like a live band to perform with them. Like, how is that possible?
I mean, I'll tell you, let's look up his contract, see how much money he made when he was in the NFL, and then we'll fucking be able to know if that was a lie or not.
Well, shit, Anthony, I mean, if he was smart about it, he would save money, right? Like, I mean...
NFL contract.
I don't know. Maybe I'm being too presumptuous.
I mean, it looks like he made Link Bam basically the entire fucking time, but, okay, look at that.
500,000, 700 G's, right?
Yeah, well, back then it was a little lower, but, I mean, career earnings, he made $3.5 million. So, I mean, you figure half of that goes to fucking taxes and your agent and whatever shit you got.
So you got $1.5 million.
So you walked away with $1.5 million.
That's not bad.
And that's not even really including, I mean, whatever signing bonus you would have got. Like,
yeah,
cash paid, season history, dead money. Yeah, I don't know.
No wonder he fucking looked jacked as fuck.
Yep. Fucking, let's see his stats. He probably sucked. Let's see. Oh shit, look at that. 2014, he played 15 games. Fucking, he took 1.5% snaps on defense. Jesus Christ, he was a fucking safety and he fucking was on the special teams half the 54% of the snaps on special teams. That's terrible. Yep, only played 7 games in 2019 and they told him to fuck straight off. 49ers told him to get fucked. Damn, 1.4% of the snaps. That's crazy. Anyways, sucks for that guy. Damn, that would have been a good dude to interview too. Former NFL player, fucking now he's in music and be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
okay, so he does this legit. I thought it was just a gimmick. I thought it was just a thing to warm up the crowd. Whether he was good or not was irrelevant. It was just like, oh, let me do this whole fucking thing to get people, you know, to wake them up and shit. And it's fucking real. Like, that's him.
Yeah. All right, you got to see if we can get this interview with this guy. Since
fuck
you
no, fuck
metal.
No, dude. I don't.
You're like, hey, man, you remember me, the LA Kings guy in the audience of that crowd? You want to come on a Pretty Alright podcast about interviews? And then fucking let's do it. Let's get him on.
Yeah. what an interesting turn of events to find this out.
That's pretty crazy.
On the podcast, but
it is. Yeah.
Anyways, that's it.
All right. Well, anyways, go fuck yourselves. Go to fucking Game Rage Magazine on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Also, Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X. You can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram, and you can also follow him on YouTube. You can additionally go to substack.com/@allgasnotrashofficial and leave a comment that Josh sent you if you came here because of my sweet ad.
Shut the fuck up, right? Dude.
Anyways, okay, goodbye.